Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the Road to Entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their business journeys. And now it's time for your exciting new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners or thinking about starting a business. And so we're going to be asking our panel, what was the biggest challenge you faced when turning your idea into a business, and how did you overcome it? So, Jeffrey Cedar, what challenge did you face when turning your idea into a business?
Credibility and the ability to be persistent. I ended up with the nickname Dogzilla. That's my handle in the wagering room. But credibility in the racehorse business, you know, it's full of baloney. I mean, it's just full of traditional stuff and a lot of jargon and a lot of misinformation and very little real science. And even the people who pretend to be scientific who tried to copy some of our stuff with cheap imitations. It's mostly garbage. But how do you separate yourself? It's a very small clique. They're very wealthy people who are often in it to win. They don't care about the money. And it's all relationships. And I was coming with no relationships and no money and with a completely new approach that, by the way, would devalue the inventories of all the major players by de-emphasizing pedigree. So I was not welcome. So to develop credibility took a long time and a lot of money, and ended up, I finally got a break. And when I did with one of the big stables, we immediately had world champions and Kentucky Derby horses.
That's great. Anya Chang, welcome to the show. What did it take to turn your idea into a business?
I think the biggest challenge is believing yourself. So when I started, I went on a startup competition. To practice a competition, I find 42 formal judges. So when I went on the competition, my pitch was perfect. I practiced 42 times with previous judges. But when the judges asked me the questions, I stunned. Because I wasn't trying to answer the question. All in my head, I was thinking, oh, practice judge number 37 asked me this question, and he told me the answer, which I put in appendix number 92. I didn't believe that I could answer the question. I always thinking someone else told me. So I think believing yourself when you're starting a business is extremely important.
That's great. Caroline, welcome to the show. Caroline Stokes, from Aftershock to 2030, new book out there, so definitely check it out. What about turning your business idea into a business?
Turning the idea into a business, I mean, we all have lots of ideas, right? But in my particular situation, this idea was actually probably created back in the 90s. But I had to go through so many different world experiences, living in different countries, working for different businesses, being in various different parts of the business to be able to get to the point where I was able to do what I'm doing today.
I guess the moral of the story, going from idea to business, it can be a challenge sometimes, and it's something that you just really have to stick with.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.